an organization without walls, if you will. And if you imagine all the very many nonprofits and presenting organizations and cultural organizations around the state, these are our presenting partners. So what we try to do is facilitate their ability to tell their stories. So they may want to present national or state or other stories or very, very local ones. So through our grant making, we make that possible. We hear ideas from the field and we decide whether to fund those. And we do that as a matter of course as a state humanities council. We also offer direct programming. So we will create, for example, a reading group that will fall under the reading and discussion program. And people can have a reading and discussion group, sort of like a book group, but with a syllabus and a facilitator on the subjects of women's history and rights.
Tell us a little bit more about New York State's role in the suffragette movement.
Well, the movement took 70 years to accomplish, and that's really hard to imagine. When I say that it's the 100th anniversary of women's right to vote in New York State, I get two kinds of answers, you know. People who do this professionally say, yes, we've been waiting for this centennial for a long time. My friends who don't do this for a living say, is it really only that long? Has it really only been that long? So those are sort of the two poles. In New York State, we have the geography of women's history and rights. So 1848 was the first American convention for women's rights, and that was in Seneca Falls. We also have Susan B. Anthony's house where she did the bulk of her work. And 70 years of history from that point on, up until the 2017 passage in New York State, which was so crucial to passing the 19th Amendment, because in 1917 you suddenly had a doubling of the number of women around the nation who could vote, who had some sort of franchise, and it made a big difference.
We know some of the major names, like you just mentioned, Seneca Falls and Susan B. Anthony. Who are some of perhaps the lesser known women who were part of this and maybe have been forgotten by history somewhat?
Of course. Well, some that we don't normally think of as part of the women's movement. Sojourner Truth, even. And some of the early roots were very interesting and are being studied now. When the women's movement went hand-in-hand with abolitionism, say. And then there are very many stories of women, not necessarily tied to suffrage movement, because suffrage was actually very narrowly defined around the vote. And it was a real struggle to make sure that that issue was forefront at the forefront, because the vote was meant to be a proxy for women's rights. But there were many other struggles, and some of them included being allowed to do artistic practice. In Staten Island, you can visit now the Alice Austin House Museum. And some were tied very directly and came out of sort of workers' rights movements. And there's a home in Troy. You can look at the outside of it, I think, of Kate Mullaney. So the different stories are all around the state. And very interesting, over the 70 years, each community has its history of who was for, who was against. You know, you could look through the archives of your town and decide whether you're descended of a suffragette.
Who was against? What was the opposition to the suffragette movement? What was the opposition guided by? Who were they?
Well, it was diverse. I mean, just as the suffrage movement was diverse. So, interestingly enough, one of our public scholars who are available to be booked at different institutions, Susan Goodyear, is looking exactly at this problem. So she's a scholar, and she thinks it's very important to look at not only the history of suffrage, but of anti-suffrage. And she offers a talk through us called Votes for Women, Examining the Women's Suffrage and Anti-Suffrage Movements Through Political Cartoons. So the cartoons are kind of a disarming and interesting and sometimes alarming way to look back at the different positions.
For more information on this celebration, what will be going on in the next year or so, where should people go?
Everybody should look at our website, which is nyhumanities.org. You can book the topic that I mentioned along with 10 other women's topics, ranging from history and history of education to myths of motherhood and art and literature and book talks. And we also have our grant-making program, which is receiving different requests around the state, many of them to do with the suffrage movement and with women's history.